Peabody High boys basketball coach Thad Broughton is joining us following their 67-66 win last night against Medford in their opening round MIAA tournament game. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the win last night. The season goes on, and a milestone win of sorts because it's the first Peabody postseason win in 19 years. So that's big.
You know, yeah, this is my 12th year as the head coach, and every year we have been on the road against a much higher seed, and it's been battles that we've had over the year, but we've never really been able to break through. You know, we've been times, and when you get into the state tournament, it's a good basketball team that you're going to face every night. So last night for us to come out and defeat Medford was just huge for our guys, and I'm real proud of them.
Exactly. Nice to grab that win, grab it at home. So a one-point game. Tell us about the game. How did it play out, and how did that ending play out?
We, basketball is a game of runs, and we came out in the first half, and we played really good basketball. And then Medford really turned the tide in the second half. We had a 20 lead at one point and then a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they stormed back, and it was down to the wire, and we made a couple clutch shots and a couple clutch free throws at the end to hold on. But I just got to give Medford a ton of credit because, you know, they could have packed it in, and they didn't give up. They came back and played great, and our guys just hung tough and got the win.
So tell me about a couple of those key shots down at the end there, and a couple of key free throws. What do you remember? Who was hitting those shots?
We were up 1 point, and Johnny Lucas, had a drive to the lane. He took it, went up for a nice layup that put us up by three, and then they were able to come down and get three free throws. So we had a tie game, and then coming down towards the end, Rafael Laurent was able to get fouled with 3 seconds left. And, he goes to the line, and it's a crazy atmosphere. And he's able to, in a tie ball game, hit the one free throw and put us up by one. And that sealed it for us.
How much time was left on the clock then?
There was 3 seconds left. He hit the first one and then missed the second one. And Medford wasn't able to get a shot off. And that's how the game ended.
Well, in a way, that might have been not the worst case scenario in the world, because it puts the ball in play right away on the rebound, right? Gets the clock going.
That's correct.
Yeah. Hey Thad, tell me about the team when in that first half, when you built up the lead or into the third quarter, what was going right at that point for the Tanners?
You know, we were playing great defense. We were pressing. We were trapping. Nate Braz had a bunch of steals. Anthony had a huge first half. He had 21 in the first half, and we were really firing on all cylinders. And Rafael hit a couple big threes, and you know, we went into halftime up by I think 17. And second half, it was just a totally different story. But the first half, we played great.
All right, so now it is Xaverian. You have those guys on Friday night, and you're away against, I think they're the number 12 seed, right? Yeah, number 12 seed. So what do you know about Xaverian? Obviously, it's going to be a very tough road game.
Of course it is. And then, you know, in the Division I state tournament, all these games are tough, and they all present their own challenges. For the Xaverian game, they have some size. They have some athletes, and it'll definitely be a tough game for us. Just watching them from afar, they've had a really good season. They're well coached, and they're a tough matchup for anybody. So I think our game plan is to go in, and they pretty much play a zone the entire game. They do a little bit of pressure. And so we just have to be able to make our shots and get to the hoop. We get our opportunities.
You know, you look at that Division I tournament. I just got to wrap up with one last question here, Thad. And you got CM, Lawrence, Franklin, Central Catholic, Needham, North High out of Worcester there, Newton North, Andover, North Andover, Lynn English. the top 10 teams. What do you hear when you talk to other coaches about? I mean, can any one of those 10 win it, do you think? Or is it, or would you say, I mean, obviously I'm hearing great things about CM and Lawrence, but what else? What else are you hearing?
I think that when you get into the tournament, it really depends on your matchup and how, you know, what do they do offensively and defensively, and what do you do as well? And how do they, you know, do they have height? Do they have speed? What works well for them? And how does, you know, it's styles and matchups once you get into the tournament. And the teams that you just listed, they are all very, very talented, and I could see any of those teams going all the way. And Division One is always good. This year, it's absolutely loaded. So I'm, you know, as a fan of high school basketball, and as a coach, I'm excited to follow it myself, and you know, hopefully our guys can make a nice run in the tournament and you know, continue.
And I didn't mean, I just thought I'd cut off at number 10, but I didn't want to leave out a former teammate of yours in Beverly, coach Matt Karakoudis, and his 11th-ranked Beverly Panthers in Division One either.
They're more than capable of making a run. Matt's done a phenomenal job there, and they have, you know, Ryder Frost and a bunch of really, really good players around him. So they could absolutely make a run, and I'll be rooting for those guys.
Absolutely. Well, Thad, congrats to you, the team, coaching staff, and good luck on Friday, Coach.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yep. Always good talking with you. Thad Broughton, the head boys basketball coach at Peabody High School.